that find himself in the Vatican, crossing their fingers and hoping that, you know, they become the next pope. I'm looking at that, and because I love history, I'm reading through the whole, you know, International Workers' Day so I can familiarize myself with the whole holiday thing so I can talk about it on my morning show, where I'm allowed to cook people. It turns out, every single holiday that we are going to celebrate, that we celebrate, when you read the history of it, it takes you straight to, you know, the Greeks and the Roman gods and goddesses and stuff. Christmas, straight to Saturnalia. Easter, straight to, you know, god of fertility, blah, 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 hence the rabbit, you know. And then it turns out International Workers' Day have not escaped that. It seems to me like the only day that have escaped the, you know, tracing its origin to some kind of, ancient Roman pagan celebration is, World Toilets Day, which is, on the same day as International Men's Day. I don't know why, I mean, what we did to that guy that came up with that holiday, but that guy's mean. But that's in November. We're going to talk about it when that day comes. So I'm trying to look at the, where does the history of International Workers' Day comes from? Now, because I thought it's something that happened during the Industrial Revolution when employers were being very greedy son of, priests, and they didn't care about the working condition of their employees, so they just decided to exploit them, and then they revolted, and then, you know, they demanded rest on some days of the week, and maybe commemoration of some sort. Well, it turns out, just like Christmas, Easter, and New Year, it can all be traced to, all roads lead to Rome. Now, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, or as I like to call it, Encyclopedia Colonizer, because Encyclopedia Britannica is a fancy Latin way of saying British Encyclopedia. So that's why I just like to go with the Encyclopedia Colonizer. Now, according to Encyclopedia Colonizer, May Day in medieval and Northern Europe, Europe holiday, May 1, for the celebration of the return of springs. The observance probably originated in ancient agricultural ritual, and the Greeks and Romans held such festival. And one thing I like about the Greeks is that in one of those celebrations, one god that they worshipped was a guy named Bacchus. Now, Bacchus was a god of wild, you know, drunkenness and wild behavior. Now, my favorite part about that god is he was worshipped with a lot of alcohol and a lot of getting laid. Man, what a good time to be alive. As long as you're white, because if you are not, then who are you cooked? We're talking about ancient Greece here. But those guys didn't really, actually, it's just around this time period when white people cooked up the whole idea that, you know what, if you have, everyone else who did not have their features in terms of physical, you know, in terms of physical traits, then, they were not evolved enough. Therefore, everyone else they called, not savage, because, savage is more, you know, was popularized by the British. You know, to justify their, their civilizing. They didn't civilize. They were there to steal. Now, just on the stealing part, never steal anything with a British, because they are terrible at hiding evidence. Look at all the stuff that they stole across the, across the world when they were colonizing. You think they would hide it? They stole each and every piece of art they could find and then took it to Europe. And instead of hiding it, these idiots decided to put it in a glass house called the British Museum. And then they put each and every artifact they stole in a glass box, and they didn't stop there. That's one thing I like about the British. They didn't stop there. They went on to label where the piece was stolen, when, and the thief that stole it. Only the difference is The thief in this case was called the collector. Well, this piece of art was collected by... You have no idea how less guilty someone can look when you just change the language. Take, for example, if you were to go into the British Museum today and change the labels on all those artifacts, you'd find a lot of things very fascinating that the British themselves will, you know, will privately colonize you, you know, just individually. Now, every piece of art in the British Museum is labeled its place of origin, aka the place it was collected from, and the person that collected it, and the year that it was collected. Now, translation in the African language, the place it was stolen from, actually not African language, everyone but the British, the place it was stolen from, and the British thief that stole it, and well, the time period that it was stolen. All the British did, I mean, it's their language, so they're allowed to be creative. All they did was they replaced stealing with collecting, then everything looks very fancy. Like, oh my God, when was it collected? 1800. Nice. Who was the collector? Collector? If by collector you mean thief, then sure. Change the language. You are not broke. Mm-mm. Broke is such a dirty word. Mm-mm. I'm financially disenfranchised. You see, it sounds very verbosity and also makes, you know, girls want to go out with me, but I'm broke. But if I, you know, you tell them that, you know, I'm broke, broke is, you know, you are not single. Mm-mm, no, you are intimately disadvantaged. Man, at this point, I just feel like I should start my own political party because after doing this since 2022, I think I have mastered the art of renaming everything. But anyway, let's get back to the, you know, back to the Greeks. The thing about, the thing about these Greeks guys, it seems to me like that's where we can also, we can also trace the history of International Workers' Day straight to the Greeks. And straight to the Romans, actually, it's the Greeks. The Romans stole everything, that belonged to the Greeks when they, you know, when the Greek Empire fell. And also the Greeks didn't come up with that. No, they like to praise themselves as the, you know, the founders, the guys, the brains behind Western philosophy. No, they didn't. The Greeks stole it from the Medes and Persians. The Medes and Persians stole it from the Babylonians, who stole it from the Sumerians, who stole it from, you know how far back it goes from. We don't know how far back it goes. The bottom line is there is no such thing as an original idea because every time an empire conquers the world, it steals everything and takes credit for everything that previously belonged to the previous empire. And you see, the Ottomans did the same thing. The Americans did the same thing. You see where I'm going with this. So, One of the very common stereotypes, that started, I think, from the Greeks time period and spilled over into the Roman Empire was that, if you are, take for example, not white, then you're a barbarian. Yes. Barbarian. Where you get the word barbaric. Now, the idea was, it has been established at this point that, white people are broke, you know, downstairs. Now, the problem is, white people are going to, you know, our neighbors here is white, by the way, so is our neighbor also this side, so I'm, thank heavens they're not listening. At least I'm hoping they're not. Now, the Romans looked at themselves, you know, between their legs and they realized that their peepees were smaller than the ones that they saw when they traveled the world. And they realized that how do we keep our women to, you know, to be with us, with our, you know, deficiency in these pieces of hardware. So then they came up with a brilliant idea that how about we start writing an entire philosophy that is revolves around the fact that if you have bigger junks between your legs, then that means you have a small brain. Now, if you have, therefore, everyone with small junks between their legs, they have big brains, which means they are smart. Believe me, for more than 200 years, if not 2000 years, people believed that, especially white women, because they were not traveling they didn't travel a lot. These days they are traveling a lot, especially to Jamaica and the Gambia, because they just found out that, hang on a second, you guys were lying to us this whole time. Actually, you'll find a lot of people with well-equipped hardwares downstairs, and they're engineers. How do you explain that? Now you understand why the first thing, white people did when they showed up was that, if you are not white, you can't do courses like engineering and law. So they can maintain the stereotype of, sweetheart, those people that you see with bigger junks up here, empty. And then the internet showed up and everything was proved wrong. And then it was like, so what do we do now? Then the guys were like, well, the cat is out of the box. And they started, we started marrying the heck out of each other. Now, when you look at, especially as a black guy, one thing I find fascinating about this whole thing is that, isn't it amazing? Actually, that's the reason why when you look at all the statues that are coming out of, the statues that are, like if you look up the statue of King David, for example, you find that most, if not all the statues that are coming out of ancient Rome and ancient Greece have these very tiny weenies. Well, that's because back then they believed that if you have a tiny weenie, you have a bigger brain. Therefore, you are a thinker. You are brilliant. Translation, they were just hiding the reality that, they were terrible in bed. But, back then it was, it was a common stereotype associated with anyone who was non-white. That, anyone who is non-white is empty upstairs, but downstairs, boy, are they blessed. But now, you see that, what was a curse then now is a blessing. Because everyone is like, you are black, you must be blessed. Until they take, you go to the bedroom and they find out, hang on a second, are you sure you are not white? Scratch that. Are you sure you are not Chinese? What do you expect? You're black. I expected something, something amazing, I guess. Who told you? I read it over the internet, honey, which is why you should never believe things out, that you read over the internet. Now, by the way, it seems to me like every holiday that we celebrate on the African continent can be traced to Rome and Greece, which is not surprising because we use a Roman calendar. Which is not surprising why I'm seeing a bunch of black guys in the Vatican City crossing their fingers and hoping, you think I'll make the next pope. First of all, that would be one heck of a pope. A black one. Every Italian will be like, yay! So when are we killing him? Actually, Italians would not do that. They would just strangle you with spaghetti. You think there are any Italians listening? Nah. So, it seems to me like every holiday can be traced back to ancient Rome. One of which I least suspected, one of which that I did not expect. One that I did not expect to trace back to ancient Rome and ancient Greece is Workers' Day. I thought it's coming out of, Industrial Revolution. But nope. Observation, it can be traced, the origin, according to Encyclopedia Colonizer, of this day that we are celebrating today, actually that you are celebrating, and I'm celebrating in style, the observance probably originated in ancient agricultural ritual, and the Greek and Romans held such festivals. Although later practices varied wildly, the celebrations come into the celebrations came into came pardon me to include the wild flowers and green branches, the weaving of floral garlands, the you know, the crowning of May king and queen, oh no kidding, and setting up of decorated May trees. Now we are getting into winter. That means in the northern hemisphere, they are getting into summer. Now you understand why it was celebrate, it's reasonable for them to celebrate spring this time of the year. But we can't do that. We can't do that. Because, well, we have a different season. It's the same problem with Christmas. Carols and snow as a symbol of good Christmas. Good luck with that. First of all, you're in Africa. Forget about snow. Second of all, let alone in December. So, unless you cross your fingers and hope like those guys in, you know, like those guys that are in the Vatican City right now, you know, hoping they'll be Pope. Why could they, okay, these guys are embarrassing me at this point. Why couldn't they just be regular dictators like a regular African power hungry idiot? Like, just do that. Pope. Really? Nice. Okay. Now, before we get to Kenya and the economic fallout and greed, again, we're still on greed and judging. Now, I'm putting these three together because of, I'm putting these three together for, you know, for very few reasons. One, desperate, you know, when they say desperate times calls for desperate measures, this is actually the reason why I don't judge people that try to hustle the best way they can. Unless your hustle is cutting people open, then, oh, I'm judging the heck out of you. But, you know, being at the robot there and begging, please, can you help me? I don't look down on you. Nope. Why? Well, it's because for me, every time that I find someone, every time that I see someone, take, for example, you know, with like a basket in town, playing some kind of music and asking for coins, I really respect them. Why? Because, at least this is just my own interpretation of the whole thing going on in our society today. And that is, this is someone who is, who is having the worst financial situation ever. But they still have a moral compass to maintain. They'll be like, you know what? I would rather embarrass and demean myself by begging than doing something illegal and immoral. I would rather beg than cut people open for their, for their organs. Now, so every time I see someone in town square, which especially this time of the month, you run into a lot of them. Some of them, you look at them and you're like, okay, you have two legs, two arms, 32 teeth, well-functioning eyes. At this point, you can hustle, Baba. Like, seriously. Because, Shipingana, the horticulturalist, once told me a story of, one white guy, he's a horticulturalist. That means he knows the technical know-how in terms of agricultural practices. He, well, not one of those people that sit in the class, with all due respect to agriculture teachers. My cousin is one of them. And start saying, well, when you plant this, this is going to come out, that nonsense that people yell at you a lot on the chalkboard. See, Tati Pingana practices that, you know, like hands-on, on the ground. Now, several times, several people have taken few people to him. How do I put this? Someone with a very good conscious, someone whose humanity is still intact, drives across, you know, they're just driving in Windhoek, and they come into contact with people that, you know, that have all their limbs intact. And he's like, you know, one guy was like, okay, you know what, instead of me giving you money, what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna go a step further. I'm gonna give you this $100 or whatever amount of money he gave them, and told them, okay, you know what, I'm gonna put you in my car. I know someone that can equip you with the skills for you to feed yourself. So, while the guys got in the car, I think it was two or three of them, and then homeboy drove them straight to Tatish Pigana's house. And then, Tatish Pigana was given a task now that, can you train these guys can you give them some kind of agricultural, you know, techniques so they can just, see if they can fend for themselves here and there? And Tatish Pigana was like, okay, fine. Well, they will have to come every day, this number of days a week, and for this time period. They didn't even finish a week. And, well, guess what? They didn't show up to be given free training in agriculture and horticulture, but, well, they were back at the robots again. Now, if you ask me, that colonizer guy has a very huge heart. Maybe it's, you know, one of those things of trying to make amends for his ancestor. But the point is, homeboy, you know, had one thing in mind. He understood that, okay, the best way, you know, if you just drive every day at the robots and then you keep giving them $100, how is that going to save him? So how about, you know, you give him $100 or $200 or $1,000, depending on how much you have, and then you connect him with someone that will give him something permanent, like, you know, a set of skills. Now, at this point, you're saying, oh, well, what good would the skills have been? Easy. Well, if they needed something, if I were them at least, I could have said, okay, for me to use these skills, I'm going to need help with this and this and this extra knowledge, or this and this and this extra equipment. But none of them did that. They just, dodged classes, practical agriculture classes, fully grown men dodged practical agriculture classes, and then they were back to, $10. Can I mow your lawn? But come on, guys, we can't keep doing this. And also, I can't keep defending you when you keep doing stuff like that. Oh, I can defend you in Afrikaans. Of which you will laugh, but you still be hungry. Moving on. Oh, actually, we need a break, and then we can, and then let's come back, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about Kenya and the economic desperation going on in that part of the continent, and how developed countries are actually exploiting the youth in the worst way possible. Yeah, by exploiting Kenya's organ donation legislations. It turns out Kenya's organ donation legislations has a flaw. It doesn't say anything about, take for example, me donating DW, right? I'm gonna have to double check that one. It doesn't say anything about, it doesn't say anything about someone donating willingly, especially to their relatives. So the thing is now, when this, a bunch of foreigners, most of them are coming from Israel and Germany, the first thing they are doing is when they land into the country, there is a hospital that they are using. It's a registered hospital, one of the biggest, I think, private entities operating in Kenya. It's called MediHeal. Now, what they are doing is they give the donors contracts to sign, and these contracts also have some terms that shows that the donor and the recipient of these organs are related. First of all, one is Kenyan, black. One of them is flying out of Tel Aviv, Jewish. Oh no, they're not related. First of all, one of them is pretending to come from the Middle East, but they're actually from Eastern Europe. So bottom line is white. They are not related. They are related as a species, but they are not related, on a family level. Oh no, they're not. So the problem is, for them to sign these documents, first of all, there's a lot of things wrong with that. But let's take a quick break and we'll continue on the other side of what the youth. I'm not giving Namibian youth advice, please. Especially my gender. Because my gender is the most victims in those stories. So especially my gender, there are a lot of things you can donate without cutting your body open. Blood donation, suspiciously long shower donation. You still do it anyway. So how about you just, do it for money? We have a hospital, I think we have a facility here in Windhoek. Don't ask me how I know. I have a girlfriend now. Thank God. Because there's one thing, there's one thing I don't understand about, about sperm donation though. The thing is, when I'm donating blood, it's a nurse that's doing it. Some reason when I'm donating sperm, I have to do it myself. The meth is not mething here. I'm just saying, it will be a lot of motivation if you had a lot of very hot nurses lined up at sperm donation institutions. Believe me, my gender would be in the queue. First of all, marriages would be in serious trouble because people's fathers would be like, well, don't be selfish, Lucia. Do you want all these muscles to just remain in your family? Have to go out there and donate them. Okay. That is a break. Then we'll come back to Kenya. Because, we all thought people that are literally drowning, swimming across the, drowning in the Red Sea, trying to, to get across the other side of the Red Sea to go either the Middle East or Europe. We thought that's the worst thing that's happening to our, to our youth on this continent. Well, it turns out those ones are, it's either they are drowning, trying to cross the Red Sea, or they are at home here, being cut open. I'll walk you through a story, that's coming out of, that's coming out of DW News. On that very same story coming out of, this one was, the article was written on the 17th of April. So it's for this year, unfortunately. Now, these things have been going on for a very long time. Everyone that knows their way around the dark web knows that, the human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar a year business. And the people that are trafficked are used for all kinds of reasons. Anything from, from forced labor from forced labor to prostitution to what is known as organ harvesting. Now, organ harvesting is one of those things where they, kidnap the heck out of you and then, that thing that you do to a stolen car where they scrape it for parts, they take out the engine, sell it separately, take out the tires, wheels, and sell it separately. That is a thriving business on this continent. Human beings doing it to human beings. Not gods doing it to gods. Nope. It's human beings doing it to human beings. That's what greed have driven, that's what greed drives us to do. Let's take a quick break. Come back to more darker humor. Oh, Jesus.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, Between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. Speaking of, dark humor, I'm beginning to think at this point that the Namibian doesn't like me having my job. Because this morning on my way here, I came across one of their headlines on their Facebook page, and it says, Total Energy's latest exploration well offshore Namibia was a dry hole. Okay, see, this is something people don't understand about, you know, about comedians. Generally, all guys, I don't care if he's a priest, I don't care if he's your bestie, all guys have the dirtiest mind on the planet. There's a reason why we look at, I don't care if he's your grandpa, as long as he's a guy, it's a guy thing, believe me. Age does not matter. As long as he's a guy, dirty mind, check. So when I read headlines like, the offshore Namibia was a dry hole, I'm like, just at the top of my head here, I have someone who can help Total Energy in that department. You know, if you can just call Puff Daddy, or aka Diddy, he could help you, you know, lubricate. Since, he's the lubricator. And, oh, I'm loving the comment section under the, you know, the comment section in that video. It just goes to show that, age doesn't matter when it comes to my gender. We all have a dirty mind. Now, the thing is, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. All guys have a dirty mind. Gay or straight, I don't care, as long as he's a guy. We all have a dirty mind. Comedians are at the top of the chart of dirtiness in mentality. So when I'm reading headlines like Total Energy's latest exploration well offshore Namibia was a dry hole, like, And then they didn't stop there. The Namibian, come on, seriously, you guys don't love me at this point. Okay, let's go with like, love is such a strong word. But I know, right? Dry. And then, just below that caption is a picture. A picture of an oil rig that's standing in the middle of the ocean. I'm like, okay, I know you are saying dry hole right there on top, but why am I looking at a picture of a body of water? Like, now you are giving me mixed messages here. Well, sorry, Total Energies, you had to find a dry hole. PDD could help in that one, but you know, that's just me recommending that. That's just me recommending PDD. So you just go out there and do that. Now, let's look at what young people are doing for Kenya. I know, right? PDD. And we were told that PDD was visited by a lot of celebrities. Now, we don't know if those celebrities were, you know, participated in the PDD ritual or not. Hey, look, guys, if that's what it takes to be famous, I'll just stick to my Facebook live streaming. Because my goal is to die a virgin. In the backseat. If you understand that, you and I, hell, free of charge, actually will be bouncers. If you don't understand heaven for you, you ones. If you understand that, heaven for you. View ones. If you don't, heaven for you, no checkpoint. So, I have 19 minutes, so let me run through this one. Kenya halts kidney trafficking operations after DW report. This has been going on for a very long time. Now, you wanna tell me that, some politicians in Kenya did not know that this stuff was going on? I'm telling you, greed, money, dollar, belly, you mean get hard, because, oh, no. Can't sing that, because it was part of the lyrics. Now, Kenyan government confirmed on Thursday, that it would shut down a kidney transplant operations at a clinic that had been in a spotlight for organ trafficking. The announcement came just days after the release of a report by DW and German media outlets. Der Spiegel, someone had to pronounce that one for me. Der Spiegel, right? At this point, I need to get me a colonizer chick. ZDF on a medieval clinic in Kenya. What was in the report? Well, this is where yours truly now comes in. Well, one of the reasons, again, the reason why my show follows Michael's show is that, so you can cover all the serious discussion in Michael's show. So when I come in, seriousness out through the window. Comedy takes over. The report traced the path of organ sellers and buyers, analyzed the documents, spoke with whistleblowers, snitches, and medical professionals. Also snitches. It uncovered an international network of exploited young Kenyans who were desperate for money, as well as old patients who were desperate for life-saving kidney. Now, young Kenyans with healthy kidneys are desperate for money. Old, rich, you know, Western Europeans and Middle Eastern guys, very rich, but, well, they're old, so the kidneys are not working very well. So, they decide, how about we trade? I give you some money, you give me your kidney. Even though it sounds nuts, like who the heck would agree to that? You have no idea how many young people in Kenya, how many young people in Kenya are not going to, who have their lifespan, their life expectancy shortened because, well, they quote unquote donated a kidney. Because according to professionals, most of them are not going to make it to the age of 60. Unless they get donors who give them the kidney. There's a reason why we're given two kidneys. Because, well, one is obviously going to be overloaded. Take your computer, for example, that's coming with two RAMs. Remove one. I'm still using one of those old computers with removable RAMs. Remove one. Even if it started working, you'll basically be overburdening because there's something called specifications. For, your kidneys, for you to be healthy, you need two kidneys that are working together. Because if you have one, it's like trying to balance a four-legged table on one leg. It's just never gonna work. Let's pay the bills. And, yeah.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit Parata.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Home Run with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. That is in 14 minutes. Now, where are we? Young people and their kidneys. The Kenyan Authority, not the Kenyan Authority, the Der Spiegel and the DW report uncovered that the international network that exploited, that exploited young Kenyans who were desperate for money, as well as the old patients who were desperate for life-saving kidneys. DW correspondent in Nairobi, Felix Maringa, reported that Kenyan government response was swift. Of course it was. Except, not really swift. We'll get to the point as to why I'm saying that. Was swift, starting with the shutting down of the organ transplant operation at the hospital. Really? So they knew it was going on. But they needed someone outside to publish a paper on it. That's when they swiftly shut it down. Nice. Way to go. A new committee had been put in place all of the sudden. A new committee had been put in place that will investigate the ethical practices at Medihill Hospital. That's the hospital, a private hospital, I believe. That's in the middle of that whole crapstorm. And the government system, and even the client privilege when it comes to donation of kidney. Now, two health officials at the ministry have also been suspended, and of course. You see, when people are talking about Europeans killed Mama Gaddafi, Europeans killed Thomas Sankara. I'm asking them, who helped the Europeans kill all those people? Africans. We are our biggest problem. Before we get to Europeans or Chinese or Russian or Arab this, let's clean the house first. Because if we are not cleaning the house, whether we like it or not, these problemos are not going anyway. Two health officials at the Ministry of Health has also been suspended, Maringa said, and the officials are believed to have tempered with the 2023 investigation of the hospital. This has been going on since 2023. Now, actually, this, it's safe to say that this has been going on for a very long time now. It's just that news of the alleged organ trafficking first surfaced in 2023. And the two alleged ministers, two officials in the Ministry of Health, are alleged to have buried the investigation that should have gone on in 2023. You wanna guess their skin color? I'll leave that to your imagination. You're welcome. You wanna see how fancy their houses are? Let's clean the house first. Then we can start pointing fingers. The ministry has also moved to suspend the medical license of foreign doctors as those implicated were foreigners from Pakistan and India. Well, man, what do you do for a living? I cut people open for their organs. Oh my God, that's so romantic. Come again. Okay. Moving on, we have 10 minutes. MediHeal investigation report thwarted. The Kenyan government released a statement, with the minister, with the health minister, Adam Duale appearing in front of the media to formally announce the measures. Politicians only talk about things when they get caught. That's one thing I like about politicians. Until you catch them, they just keep chopping money. Duale acknowledged that the government had been aware of the allegations against MediHeal Hospital stating that in December 2023, his department and had initiated a multidisciplinary fact-finding mission. Of course, it's politics. It's going to be full of verbosity. Multidisciplinary fact-finding mission to address the serious concern. COVID-19 is a serious concern. Organ harvesting. That's diabolical. Where did I learn that word? Must be, Saki Shangala, huge fan. I know he didn't involve me in all his, chopping money in Fish Road, but it's actually one of the reasons why I'm cooking those guys. Politicians, new and old, if you don't want me to cook you when you are stealing money, you may want to involve me in. Don't involve me in operation. No, just give me money. Then I won't cook you. But if you don't, and you get caught, I'm going to cook you, because one way or another, I'm making my money. It's either I make that money by you giving me the money, or I'm going to make that money when you get caught by me cooking you, and then I get paid. One way or another, I'm getting paid. One thing I like about my job. Now, the minister also went on to announce that the immediate suspension of two senior officials, Dr. Morris Morris, first of all, that's a red flag. Morris, anyone that have seen the TV show King Julian knows that Maurice is King Julian's advisor. Now, King Julian is self-proclaimed King of the Lima, etc., etc. Now, Dr. Maurice Wakwabubi. I'm just saying my dirty mind is telling me the I at the end of that name is unnecessary. So if we take it out, it will be Maurice Wakwabubi. Nice name, doctor. Dr. Wakwabubi. How is the patient doing? We've just harvested our organ successfully. Give him $2,000 and send him home. First of all, that's the first red flag. The guy's name is Wakwabubi. What did they think was gonna happen? And then, to gender equality, balance everything. The next, Ministry of Health official is Evelyn Chege. Well, one is a guy, one is a lady. See, gender equality. So that we don't say men will do anything diabolical for money. Before men will start saying, women will do anything diabolical for money. In that, this whole organ trafficking ring coming out of Kenya, both men and women, at least according to, if you look at the genders of the Ministry of Health officials implicated, gender equality, check. This step is necessary to eliminate the potential conflict of interest and ensure that further investigation proceeds independently. Yeah, right. And objectively. Again, very right. In accordance with the relevant laws. Well, the ministry... The next part, I swear, reads, Health Ministry seeks to restore public trust. That's gonna take a while. That's gonna take a while. I want to reaffirm, according to the health minister, that my ministry's unwavering commitment to protecting the rights and safety and dignity of patients. Well, at least the statement says protecting the rights, safety and dignity. It doesn't say anything about kidney. So at this point, kidneys are fair game. So, at this point, we only have 5 minutes, so you can find, you can read that on your own. One thing I learned from there is, eat healthy. Eat healthy. The kidneys that you are taking, the kidneys that you are taking for granted, they are on demand on the market. Yoo-hoo. There is someone out there with all the money, but the kidneys are not doing very well. So, take care of your kidneys. And by the way, one reason to eat healthy is because, well, chances are very high a bunch of doctors that are being taught, that are being trained today, are using ChatGPT. So, unless you want to be operated on with a ChatGPT, I would eat healthy if I were you. I would eat healthy if I were you. And then you have now a lot of, the unfortunate part of this story is that you have a lot of parents, most of the mothers, unfortunately, that are finding out very late in the condition or in the, you know, very late that their kids have actually been walking around with one kidney. You are going to be healthy for, okay, first of all, one guy, was promised, actually, the money that they are being promised is not the money that they are being paid. That's problem number one. So one guy got money. He was given about, about $2,000, and then, bought a motorbike. I mean, not judging at this point, but. You know that thing is gonna break, right? And you'll need money to fix it. And you need a kidney. You have already lost one. Like, the painful thing is that all these things are being driven by desperation. Economic desperation. So, parents, I know we don't do this a lot in the African family, but every now and then, pardon me, I didn't mean to burp in your ears. Every now and then, hug your kids. Just tell them, I missed you a lot. Give them a hug. Ask them, you still have all your kidneys, right? Like, at this point, it's very difficult being an African parent. Because now, you have to ask a lot of very awkward questions to your kids. When are you getting married? One, the questions. Or, do you have a boyfriend? Or, do you have all your kidneys? Or, are you straight? When am I getting my in-law? Is my in-law going to be male or female? Or both? Just one question for the LGBTQ guys. You guys know that the lines of rainbow on your flags are straight, right? That's one of those ways that people are being cooked on social media. That's just a social media thing. Now it's scaring me. Like, what type of parents do you think bone freeze are going to make? Okay, now, what type of grandparents? Because, well, bone freeze parents? Oh, we're way past that. What type of grandparents do you think we are going to make? Eish. It will be very difficult to educate the youth of our time on how to behave. Because every time we will try to give them advice on how to behave, they will just go on the internet and then go on your Facebook page and, they will go on your Instagram page. Every time when we are grandparents now, we want to give our grandchildren advice on how to behave, they will just go on our IG accounts and download videos of you twerking. I was like, Grandma, this is you.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepare, Paratus.
no matter where you are. If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
That brings us to the end of our show for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. And as for more, until tomorrow. But I have one thing to get for you, which is, less kidney related. Heroes Acre site manager. So my first time to find out yesterday that Heroes Acre has a site manager. It turns out when you are a VVIP, Heroes Acre site manager says that there are air conditioning installed in the presidential mausoleums at the National Shrine is intended for visitors paying homage to the presidents, to the former presidents. Air conditions. Okay. I was following the Pope Francis' death. I didn't see a casket made out of gold, but I'm not firing shots. I'm just saying there's something really wrong with Africa. But that actually makes sense. If you think of it, the air condition is for visitors. Because VVIP or not, you can't air condition out of a dead guy. Pope Francis, I don't know about you, but, if it's intended for visitors, then it makes more sense to me. That makes more sense than the alternate, the other one. Can't believe I still have to use a fan, but anyway. Take for example, in Tura, save up money, go to Heroes Acre, and voila, air conditioner. With that, I have to run away and get my show, my material ready for my next show. I'm having a good day, with a few video gaming somewhere in between, because, that's how I take my breaks. Other people, chill during weekends. No, chilling is not my thing. Just at home. Like Sheldon in the Big Bang Theory puts it, it's called a comfort zone for a reason. Who'd want to get out of the comfort zone? If you're getting out of the comfort zone and find yourself into trouble, that's on you. You literally left the comfort zone. The problem is, the comfort zone doesn't get you laid. That's the biggest problem with the comfort zone. You have to get out of your comfort zone and, beat around the number. Beat around the bush. You look very pretty in that dressy. I always liked you from the first time I saw you. I think we are clicking. We have the same interest. Liar. We just want to get laid at this point. But the thing is, when you go straight to the point, you die a virgin. Okay, now I have to go. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. From me, yours truly, Honorable His Excellency Igwe, Incumbent Prime Minister, Comedian Helmut. You all have a blessed day. Enjoy your Workers' Day.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and